I've got a little bit more time this morning to tune into this practice and add a few more pointings to this somewhat kind of unnameable quality of loving awareness, this quality that you might be getting a feel for, and seeing how it can attend to our experience, all of our experience. When it's there, it can notice thoughts as thoughts, the thinking mind, all these different things that we can get lost in and get taken away by. Somehow, loving awareness can simply know these experiences as they are in the moment. And so often, thinking becomes who and what we are. It sucks us right in, and we find ourselves inhabiting a future that doesn't exist yet and getting ahead of ourselves or looking back into the past. And this sense that there's a different possibility, not trying to make thoughts not happen, not trying to stop any of the flow of the thinking that's happening, but this awareness that can actually allow and give more space to thoughts and know thoughts as thoughts. No thinking happening as thinking happening. This is quite remarkable quality. If you think of all the things that go on in the world because people fully believe their thoughts to be the entirety of who and what they are, some pretty grim things happen and have happened through the ages because of that. So, this allowing. Kind, accepting quality that can start to give space to things, and we can start to tune into them being the actual size and reality they are. And sometimes thoughts are spoken of a little bit more like clouds passing in the sky. There is this space there and available that we start to get a feel for through this quality of loving awareness. And the reality is that we have these monkey minds and these various forces within us that time and time take us away. These pulls, these habit patterns, you could say. This natural tendency to be drawn into something, and suddenly our world becomes very small. So, in this practice, when this quality of awareness emerges in our experience, it doesn't seem like we can really make that happen. It's like all of a sudden, oh, I'm awake to this moment again. We kindly, gently invite and encourage this awareness to pick up, to attend to connect with the experience of the body in this moment, just as it is. And so, depending on how our inner landscape is, it may feel more useful and supportive for this experience. The experience we pick up to be just the simple felt sense of the body sitting here in this moment that sometimes can feel static, but actually, if we get a little bit curious and a bit more intimate, we notice that these sensations are changing and moving all the time. And so, tuning into this sense of the changing nature of experience can be a real support. And from here, the present moment can open out more in front of us and the space start to be revealed. So, in a sense, it's not so much what we're paying attention to, but more that it supports us grounding and anchoring in the present moment. And this practice, we want to be able to bring it into other settings in our lives when we're moving, doing the dishes, doing tasks, walking around. We've spoken about allowing the awareness to pick up the sensations of the feet on the ground when we're doing walking meditation. So, this awareness can be fluid and flexible. And this allowing quality allows it to gravitate in a way that's kind and supportive for us. And for many of us, what can feel really supportive is the experience of the body breathing. So, in the teaching tradition, this is kind of used as a place that this loving, kind awareness can come and abide by, often during times of sitting practice. The breathing's significant because it reveals a lot to us about the nature of life itself. the transient, ever-changing nature. This experience of breathing that we so much take for granted, and yet actually it's quite extraordinary. We've never had the same breath twice. It seems to kind of happen all of its own accord. And it reveals to us the constant changing nature of experience in the exchange we have between the inner and the outer environment. Air being breathed in, air being breathed out. So we can also gain a lot of understanding about the nature of life in the world through the breathing, as we can the whole changing bodily experience. But the breathing, often, it's not always this way at the start of a retreat, which is why it can be nice to connect with just the general sense of the body sitting. But as things land and settle a little bit more and the mind gets put down, just like the analogy of the cup of water just being put down, we can start to tune into the breathing as a neutral experience. Just not something especially pleasurable that we're running after and wanting to sort of hold on to, or something particularly unpleasant that we want to somehow push away and avoid. But just something that's just happening, just here in the present moment. Breathing in, breathing out. And as I say this now, you may get a sense of how sense of kind awareness can be aware of this experience in the center of our experience, and yet not be excluding or blocking anything else out. So this sense of it being somehow a reference point, a place that we can attend to more closely if it feels supportive, or just something there to kind of have to help ground us, to help gather this awareness in bodily experience. So the key thing is becoming awake to our experience, becoming present to our experience in the moment, connecting with that sense of being awake to life, being present to life. So the whole body can be a support for this. But it can be useful during sitting practice to kind of choose that place that feels neutral for you. So the breathing experience, or as I say, it may feel more supportive depending on how you're feeling, for it just to be the sense and the sensations of the body sitting, and for that to be the place that you continue to come back to, continue to reconnect with, continue to relax into. And thus we're increasingly putting this cup of stirred up water down, putting it down. All the ways in which we get taken away and preoccupied, we just keep putting it down, keep allowing the awareness or attention to come back to the experience of this body right here in the moment, either the breathing or the sensations of the body sitting. And then we see and discover what else might arise in our experience. And be a little bit curious about the changing nature of things. So thoughts coming and going, emotions, different states coming and going, sensations in the body, sometimes noticing their tingling nature there, moving, shifting, changing nature, and just seeing if we can meet all these things that arise within this quality of awareness with a sense of openness, of allowing, of kindness, gentleness. Just allowing them to pass and move in their own time, in their own way. just relaxing into the impermanent, changing nature of experience. And of course, part of that is getting lost and caught up and feeling like we've gone to sleep or disappeared. And then there's those moments of simple wakefulness again, awareness happening in the moment. And again, we can invite that awareness to simply reconnect and ground and anchor with the simple experience of the sensations of the body sitting, or the moving experience of the body breathing, the rising and falling of the belly, sensations in the belly. And in this way, we cultivate this quality of loving awareness that's flexible, fluid. We can start to bring into other activities and experiences in our life, meet them with this same quality of openness and allowing. So if you want to take a minute to adjust your posture and settle into some meditation practice this morning, just seeing if you can get a feel in this moment for this quality of kind, open awareness. Somehow present, awake, knowing experience right here, right now as it happens. Just seeing if we can invite it to linger for a little bit longer. To stay with the sensations of the body sitting for a little bit longer, or the movement and sensations of the body breathing. Being curious about this moment where somehow peace, deep well-being, sense of connectedness can emerge from without placing any pressure on ourselves or any demands on anything to needing to be a certain way. Just being present to experience in this moment. In those moments where we become awake and aware to have been lost and caught up in thinking and taken away, just to see if we can just be aware of thinking as thinking, thoughts happening. And in our own time, inviting awareness again to reconnect with sensations of body sitting, or the movement and sensations of the body breathing. just a sense of becoming intimate with those sensations. Awareness that can simply know the sensations as they are, directly. In those moments where we find ourselves having become lost, caught up, find ourselves lost in thinking about the future or the past, just seeing if we can notice thought as thought. Inviting this present moment, kind awareness to reconnect and ground in bodily experience with the sensations of the body sitting or the movement and sensations of the body breathing. when the sound of the bell goes, just seeing if you can receive the sound in awareness, noticing the experience of the ears, noticing any feelings or movements in the body. Just this experience, just as it is. So appreciation, everyone, for this practice that we've mentioned a couple of times is in one way radically simple, but in another way really not easy. And we encounter so many of those things that lie a little bit below the surface. But in these teachings, we're really kind of sowing seeds from the place of intention, this intention of sitting with this willingness to be present to experience, be present to life. And it's said and pointed to that these seeds can grow and bear fruit in their own time. So it can be quite astonishing. I've heard stories of, people sort of being on a meditation retreat and just thinking, the mind just would not gather, it wouldn't settle, it was all over the place, and I just couldn't do the practice, and I just thought, what's going on, I'm just not going to be able to meditate again. And then almost like the day after, driving the car, just all of a sudden feeling completely present, just completely there, just seeing light, receiving life. And so perhaps a lot of this sense of the mind not wanting to gather and settle, of course, will be some of these different things that lie a little bit below the surface and take us away. We encounter all the habit patterns, all the forces, all the drives that pull us away. So there's something about this intention, just seeing for ourselves over time how those seeds might grow and what they might yield and whether it feels of real service and value in our lives. So we have some time now again to continue to sow seeds in the walking practice. So again, keeping it nice and simple, and it might be just general awareness or just coming back to the general sense of the body, walking, moving, standing at times, or it might be that it feels natural and not forced, and just this sense of the gravity of awareness moving down towards the feet and feeling the sensations of the feet on the ground as an experience that you can come back to. And again, this sense of just letting your body do the walking, not needing to push it anywhere, not needing to pull back, just body walking, receiving life, moving back and forth, relaxed, gentle, kind.